everyone. Welcome back to the Gaming Universe Podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us again today. And if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. My name is Vinny.
And I am Kaylin. Today we're going to be entering Podception, followed by some real reactions. And then we're actually debuting a new segment on the show today, which is pretty exciting.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's always exciting. I don't know what to do with my snot rag. I'm feeling under the weather today, people. Mm-hmm. So I can't find my snot rag.
We had a little bug.
Yeah, so, my voice sounds off today. That is why. But yeah, today, like you said, Podception, our one podcast episode a year where we talk about the podcast, our top 10 podcasts that we love listening to, along with honorable mentions and some other podcasts that we dropped off from, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, because we are like 20, I want to say 24/7, but basically anytime during the day we're basically listening to podcasts. And then, of course, at night is when I will like deep dive into like my crime documentaries
and
stuff.
Yeah, you got your crime shows and your horror, you know, what did I say, video shows, horror shows and stuff like that. But we also have movie night every week.
So. We do have movie night every week. So.
Yeah, so movie night is always cool every week.
But watch nothing else.
Yeah, other than movie night, I will not get into shows. Other than Loki. Loki's coming back. It's a very rare for a show to catch my attention where I want to watch it. I still need to catch up on The Boys, too.
Yeah.
I need to watch The Boys. But anyway, other than that, I literally watch nothing but podcasts.
Yeah.
This top 10 list might be a little heavy in my favor, but I know you still enjoy.
I did put some cooperation into
this. Yeah, you still enjoy. You basically like all the same podcasts, especially for the number one spot. We both, we literally watch the number one spot together all the time.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, pretty much. Yeah. And then not to mention all of these shows are constantly playing. So of course, like I'm going to hear it in the background and catch a funny thing like, hey, what did he say?
Yeah, exactly. So basically this is the one episode a year where we advertise other podcasts. They have way more views and everything else than us. That's how it goes. So if you hear any podcasts from this list and you start listening to them and blah blah blah, let them know we sent you.
Tell them.
So let's get right into it. What do we got for number 10?
So number 10 we have Hey Babe. So that's gonna be with Chris DiStefano and Saul Volcano.
Yeah, Saul Volcano. Volcano. It's Volcano, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm pretty sure everyone in his life calls him Volcano. You know.
A volcano, yeah. Yes. Oh, well, no, honestly, I think that's just you, babe.
Oh, okay. That's just how I am.
Hate to bring you down, but I'm pretty sure I've never heard anybody besides you.
Yeah, so number 10, we really have gotten into these Chris DiStefano. You know, he's a comedian. And that's another thing. Our list is very comic heavy. Like, we listen to a lot of comedy podcasts.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really understand until recently, like, how there's different avenues. Even in the comedy world, there's different scenes, you know, and as far as podcasts, like, for example, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you may not listen to these other comedy podcasts. Like, people have, like, an avenue. Like, it's crazy. Like, I know people that just, or I've heard of people that just listen to, like, crime types podcasts, or people that just listen to what we are, society type podcasts.
Yes.
And then there's the people that like the comedy, and then there's the awesome people that just like do a mix of it,
right?
Which I want to say we do a mix of it, but we really don't. A lot of these are comedy podcasts, comedians,
yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, it's all comedy. Especially I notice a lot of it is surrounded like around of a lot of like dark humor.
Yes. And that's my favorite type of humor.
Yeah, because
so.
some of these people will say stuff that's really f***ed up and it's just hilarious.
Chris DiStefano, I remember like when I was in middle school, like I used to watch him on Guy Code and stuff like that. He would be on Guy Code and I used to think like, man, these guys on Guy Code, they like literally have it all figured out. They're freaking, these guys are awesome. And then here I am finding out that like they practically made no money off that show and had no advancements off of that show. Just little do we know, like you could like podcasting, you can go so much further in podcasting than being on a big network, especially nowadays.
Yeah. Didn't he also have like a show where he like did like backyard bars or something like that?
That got canceled because, but I think, he like broke the contract because something happened with his kid where he was taking his kid somewhere or something. They're like, no, you're obligated to be on the show. And he's like, well, literally, it's my kid. Yeah. That's a whole nother debacle there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Saul Volcano from Impractical Jokers.
Yes.
I mean, Impractical Jokers.
Love Impractical Jokers.
That's literally the only thing they show on regular TV nowadays.
Yeah. Comedy Central. True TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's always a good watch because literally like anything of any episode of that will just always crack you up.
Right, yeah. And, of course, he's branching off and trying to do, you know, more podcasts and things like that. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's just a good podcast. Yeah. Number nine, we have the Giannis Papas Hour. Giannis Papas, another comedian. this used to be called Long Days with Giannis Papas, but now yeah. it's called the Giannis Papas Hour. Just breaking down basically news. That's kind of what I like about it. Mm-hmm. So just breaking down news stories and giving his thoughts and stuff like that. So I think that's pretty good.
I notice he's pretty political too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's definitely like, if you're into that, like that's definitely like a good watch, I'd say.
Yeah. And you know, see, like we were just saying that, like I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts, but I think that's what I like, what I appreciate about these, you know, they have a niche that they try to yeah. get to. It's basically where I get all my political news. This and the number seven spot is what I get, where I get all my political news.
Yes.
Basically. What's number eight?
We Might Be Drunk. So that's going to be featuring with Mark Norman, which hilarious all the time, yeah. no matter what. If he's yeah. guest starring, if he's on his own show, comedy.
Mark Norman is one of the most, I would say Mark Norman is my favorite, like, New York comedian.
Oh, I'd say that too. Not Shane Gillis?
Oh,
I got dang, you there.
Got me there. Well, technically, isn't he from like Philly? I think he's from okay, Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, so okay, where was I saying? Mark Norman and Sam Morril, right? Is that
yeah,
where
I think
we...
so. I think so, yeah. Yeah. Pretty sure. Yeah. We just recently got into the podcast mm-hmm. mainly because of Mark Norman.
Yeah.
But like I said, he has another podcast called like Tuesdays with Stories. Mm-hmm. But what I was just telling you earlier, I specifically like We Might Be Drunk better because I like the co-host with him.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's pretty cool. Yeah, Sam's pretty yeah. funny.
He's pretty, to me, he's like awkward. Anytime we watch it, he seems awkward.
Yeah, but like...
He sits there like all stiff.
And well, a lot of his stand-up and stuff is starting to pop up on my reels and he yeah. is really funny. But I think it's yeah. just like the same vibe you get from Mark Norman. It's mm-hmm. like the awkward funny. Like, yeah. you know what I mean?
I just had a random drunk thought and I think I should make it known.
What if we've been drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but
is that going to be the norm? Are we going to be the Might Be Drunk podcast?
Right. We're the new We Might
Shit,
Be Drunk.
Shit, I wish. They literally, on We Might Be Drunk, they literally have a bartender.
That's yes. the cool thing about that show.
And they're
yes,
just like,
we
oh,
have to
give
mention
me
that.
This drink and this drink. Like,
yes. Yes. Can you imagine?
That would be freaking awesome.
Just someone on standby.
Yes.
Oh, man. By the end of the show, we'd be out.
And then we're watching Skankfest. Spoiler alert, Skankfest is one of our podcasts to look out for. But we're watching Skankfest earlier. And then, like, didn't somebody, like, just walk up to one of the guys and just, like, here, you want a hit?
Yes.
And he's like,
oh. Had a whole, like,
a freaking servant.
Yes. He had a bong, right?
A whole dab bong. Yeah.
That's just crazy. But what I was going to mention is that, is there anybody, I feel like I should wait for the end, but I'll just ask you, is there anybody that you wish like would have a podcast, but like doesn't? Because I actually have someone.
Okay.
In mind.
Let's save that to the end because I need to think about that.
Okay.
Think about that.
All right.
Okay. So number seven, what do we have at number seven?
Tim Dillon Show.
Like I said, along with Giannis Papas, I get a lot of my political news and stuff from Tim Dillon or even yes. just news in general. Like yeah. today they were talking about how Obama, you know, with his gay lover and stuff like that. So,
which I didn't even know about.
Exactly. So Tim Dillon Show, we don't really like to get political here, so we're not going to go there.
No.
But yeah, Tim Dillon Show is a, one of my favorite. But honestly,
Tim Dillon is like the type, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Tim Dillon is like the type of person that like I can't believe like, about 95% of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. I can't believe he says
yes.
it.
And we've actually seen him live.
Yeah.
Really
we did.
Good to see live.
We did.
Really good to see live. Yes. Check on our Instagram, Adventure Time, on our stories or save stories. What is it called yeah. when like story highlights or whatever?
Yeah, story
Check
highlights,
that
I'd
out.
Say.
Yeah, seeing Tim Dillon was pretty good. And yes. Marcelo, mm-hmm. I don't know what Marcelo's last name.
Marcelo Hernandez.
Yeah, Marcelo's Hernandez opened mm-hmm. up for him and we actually got
yes.
a picture with
we
him.
We met him, yes.
And then
we'll add the picture.
And, yeah, and then a year later he's, we had the picture right
yes.
here, yes.
He's on Saturday Night Live.
And then a year later he's on Saturday Night Live. Yes. So that's really cool.
So we liked him before he was big.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We're yeah, day one fans, I'd say.
That was true because he literally like was standing outside and like everybody was just walking past him. And we were like, dude, like you did really good.
You
like,
were
you want
funny.
A picture? Like,
yes.
Because yes. Yeah, he was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still remember a lot of his bits. I'm like, yep. you know, I'm going to say
that,
it.
Oh, man, we should be supporting him on Saturday Night Live. We're just not Saturday
still,
Night Live
No,
people.
We follow him on Arcaven Universe.
Oh, we do on Instagram,
we,
yes.
We like, or I like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What he posts.
We like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Marcelo Hernandez is yes. Pretty cool. Number six.
Bad Friends.
Oh, and I was gonna mention, well, I guess we can mention it for both of them. Tim Dillon and Bad Friends, they were lower in our list last year. This
really?
Year they're a little bit higher.
Oh.
You know, like I said, we love Tim Dillon and we love Bad Friends, but I think what it is you can even say this for the number five spot. I don't know. I just sometimes you need to have like a title that clearly puts out your like what you're talking about in your format, because there's mm-hmm. only so many times I'm going to listen to or want to click on it just to hear just random talking like us. Yeah. That's why with our podcast, I like we try to stick to a format. Even if our if you listen to our last episodes, like we were kind of everywhere. That's why I'm still we're still might be kind of everywhere now, but I'm trying to set our podcast to where a format, because like there's so many podcasts out there. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, there's yeah. only so many people you're gonna like enough to just like ramble on,
right?
And I feel like Bad Friends, that's why they're kind of higher on the list, is like they really don't have a format and they really don't have clears. Like they'll literally name their podcast after just like one joke they tell in yes. an hour-long podcast, and it's mm-hmm. like you literally said a two-minute joke in this hour-long podcast and that's the name of the episode,
right?
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like you need to kind of format that. There's only so much. Like we love Bobby Lee, we love Andrew Santino, two other comedians. Mm-hmm. Bobby Lee, of course, from Saturday Night Live. Andrew Santino, you know, moving up in the ranks in his world.
Bobby Lee was in Saturday Night Live.
I mean, not Saturday Night Live, Mad TV.
Sorry,
okay, which was like, Saturday Night Live's competition.
Yeah,
I actually like Mad TV more than Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, me too.
But yeah, there's only so many, like, you know, just kind of yes. format that a little more.
You know what it was for me is that I miss Jules.
Maybe that's what it is.
I miss Jules.
Rudy Jules.
Because
we literally have, I think, Podception, the first one or the second one, you were like, I love Rudy. Because her name is Rudy Jules. Yeah.
I love Rudy.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's what it is. You know, don't get me wrong. Jetski, I've seen some of her... I've seen some of her stand up on past episodes of Kill Tony, and you know she's been on Bad Friends and stuff, but it's just like she doesn't like she doesn't just like she doesn't bring what Jules brought to Bad right. Friends is yeah. what I'd say.
And it's just like yeah, and that's just like a type of personality you can't act like it just it's just all in the personality.
Yes. It's like all in her accent and like the way she talks, and like, you know, even when she's like making like a no or like yes, something like that, like it's annoying but it's funny.
Man, maybe that's what it is. What happened? Where is Jules? Well,
yeah,
I mean, Bobby Lee and Kalila broke up, so there's really no need.
Oh, that's true.
I ain't gonna find my snot wreck.
Okay.
I gotta edit that out.
That was so loud. I can't wait to see if you can see it on the camera.
That's so bad. All right. What do we got up for number five?
So number five, we had YMH Network. So we listed this as one, but it consists of a few, which is, of course, Your Mom's House, Two Bears, One Cave. And I know there's more. So don't be in the comments like, oh, you're missing some. These are the ones that we watch, okay?
Yeah.
So YMH, Two Bears, One Cave, Dr. Drew After Dark, and The Danny Brown Show, which is new for us.
Yeah, The Danny Brown Show we started watching. YMH, they're pretty much, they're ahead. I mean, as far as like podcast studios, they know.
They have their empire.
They're literally building their empire. Yeah. And, you know, like we said, YMH, Two Bears, One Cave, all these other podcasts, Danny Brown Show, we're just starting to listen to. And then they're just adding other podcasts that are kind of jobber.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one of those wrestling terms, people. Jobber means it sucks. they're adding some shows that are kind of jobber that literally are taken away from what Your Mom's House is all about. And we've talked about it before. We've gained a lot of inspiration from Your Mom's House. That's pretty much one of the first, and I think maybe only... you know, couples podcast ways too. I mean, of course there's H3, but H3 is like, I mean, those they practically are like, you might as well, they make the H3 podcast is a podcast for like fucking 12-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then the girls like not even on there anymore.
Yeah, and like they don't, I always see like yeah, they talk about stuff that is like who are these people? They talk about like people and celebrities and all that, that like 12-year-olds watch. It's like that's not a good podcast.
Yeah.
But Your Mom's House is a real mature, you know, legit podcast that we like watching too. You know, couples podcast that we like watching. Yeah, but they're, I don't know, they might be going off the rails here.
Yeah.
Basically what I'm saying, Your Mom's House, if you want a good podcast to add on your list, we're right here, right? Hit us up. Because the other podcasts, which is Lauren Compton and all this other stuff, is bullshit. What's going on?
Get out of here.
All right? Yeah. Just let me know. I'm coming up in May.
Two Bears, One Cave.
Two Bears, One Cave with Tom.
I feel like that's just always a good watch.
Yeah, Dr. Drew, mm-hmm. After Dark is always good. Like you said, Danny Brown Show.
Mm-hmm.
Your Mom's House is. I feel like Your Mom's House, the actual podcast, Your Mom's House, with Tom Segura and Christina Pazinski, is kind of hit or miss. Sometimes it's really good. Sometimes it's like, all right, it was all right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. And then at number four, I mean, JRE. The Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah. I mean, that's always going to be top five podcast. Mm-hmm. Recently.
That's probably for anyone who watches podcasts.
Yeah. And it's really he's never done an episode on his own. Or even I would like to see an episode with just him and Jamie, just him interviewing Jamie or something.
Yeah.
Just have Redman work.
I feel like Jamie sometimes wants to talk and like doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to keep that job security. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, Joe Rogan, like the fact that he has a guest every episode and he gets top guest, you know.
Top. Top
guest. Yep. Like there's no bigger guest.
Nobody gets as good as guests as Joe Rogan.
Yeah. That's very true. So Joe Rogan, I mean, yeah, he just speaks for himself. Like, yeah. He's the top podcast in the world. But on our list, he's number four because we are moving on to our top three. What's number three?
Which I would say that these top three are the ones that we watch the most. Yeah. So number three coming in at Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Oh, yes. This is a new one on our list because it's literally, this is a new podcast we started and, you know, specifically me started listening to recently that just took over on our top three list. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. We brought up Shane Gillis, another comedian, actually a comedian that I didn't even know about until he got canceled because he was going to be on Saturday Night Live like Marcelo. He was going to be in the same class as Marcelo Hernandez on Saturday Night Live. Turns out people found, you know, some jokes that he said on his podcast that got him canceled. And then now he's one of my top favorite comedians and top favorite podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, has one of the top, you know, favorite podcasts.
Right.
So maybe the sign is we need to get canceled. What can we say to get canceled?
I don't know. Let's not start now.
I'm just saying. This cancel culture is bullshit.
Yeah,
you get canceled, you end up getting more fans and everything else than before you got canceled. Like I said, I didn't know this podcast or this person until we got canceled. And now he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, see, with cancel culture, you can say that literally, like, Shane Gillis is, like, your top. Like, that, you know, before you had no idea who he is. After everything, you enjoy watching his content. I'd say the same thing about like Morgan Wallen and music. Oh, yes. You know, I hate to shift to music real quick, but literally same thing. I had no idea who he was before he attempted to be canceled for saying an ugly word. And now I know who he is. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes some things happen for a reason, unfortunately.
Because I think, too, when you get canceled, people go back and like, you see what they got canceled for and you're like, that wasn't even that bad.
What?
Yeah. All these woke liberals, and then I know I'd argue that I'm pretty liberal myself, but like some of those people go too woke, and it's like, what? That's funny. He's not really serious. He's not degrading somebody or any, you know, any type of class. Like, it's just a joke.
Yeah,
a joke.
Yeah. So whose fault is it? Him for saying it, or you for taking it too serious?
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay, so number two. What do we got for number two?
This past weekend with Theo Von.
Yes, this past weekend.
I
don't
know. I love Theo Von. He's just so genuine. He's so real and funny.
I don't know about real. I mean,
you don't think he's real?
Really? You don't think that he's putting on this act that everybody loves to see?
But babe, he's our number two.
He is. He's really good. But I would just argue. I don't know. I'd want to pull back the curtain. I would want to hang out with Theo Von outside the podcast and be like, is this how you really are?
That's one thing.
That's the only thing. I have a little small little tingent conspiracy. This is all just an act. You know?
Yeah.
He talked like, when I was growing up, you know, we had a possum in the backyard and my brother picked up the possum and he's just started, you know, shoving him in his underwear. You know, we had this one kid that,
which,
you know,
funny,
would pick up deer bones and he would just throw them at people across the road. You know, and back we had this bayou back by my house where, you know, the veterinarian would drive by and he would just throw coccyxes and animal skins over there. It's like, you don't think that's
You're pretty spot on.
I literally just did Theo Von.
You just impersonated Theo Von.
And then it's like and then Theo Von does have good guests, but it's like, it's like, does he have to turn every guest? I mean, like I said, still number two. We still love him more, you know.
We will still watch the podcast.
We still watch the podcast. I'll still support him, you know, to the end of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's like, do you have to make a joke out of everything? Well, anyway, like, he had Ric Flair on, and, like, Ric Flair would say something like, you know, I wrestled in this town. Oh, yeah, I remember in that town, you know, they have, you know, them lot lizards in that town, huh? Like, what? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm thinking of is when he gets personal. when he gets personal and he talks about his like his mom and you know family and you know how he probably he don't got no friends. Like recently, I think on one of his shows, he talked about how he went to like Hawaii by himself. Like
that's sad.
He didn't have nobody else to go with. Like that's the part that I think is real.
You know what? I think you're right. I think regardless of what we can say, like the funny things, you know, oh, is this real mm-hmm. or you know how he acts or whatever. It's like I think that's what we resonate with. Like resonate with is like the real.
Is the personal stuff. He's a genuine. He's on the verge of tears.
He's a genuine good person. He's a genuine good person.
Yeah.
So I give him that. Yeah. You know. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And then our number one spot.
Yeah, course. Number one, of course, for the second time, the reigning, defending, undefeated,
undisputed.
Number one, undisputed, undefeated, number one podcast champion is Kill Tony.
Kill Tony.
Kill Tony, the best live podcast in the world.
Yes.
If you don't want to check out any of these podcasts, check out Kill Tony.
Yes.
It's basically
worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's basically, I mean, it's really just Tony himself, the you know comedian Tony Hinchcliffe. You know, it's a live podcast, and now it's in Austin, which is you know not far from us.
Yeah.
It's at the Joe Rogan's newest comedy club, the Comedy Mothership, and it's just every Monday. You know, they do a show, a live show, and they have comedians come up. They pull comedians out of a bucket, have comedians go up.
Comedians sign up.
Comedians sign up. Now they have the way they have it now is like there's hundreds of comedians waiting in a back alley for them just to get a shot at a 1 minute comedy spot.
Yeah, mind you, because they film this at Joe Rogan's new podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Joe Rogan's like, we're not gonna have all these random comedians to sign up and don't pay for a ticket, just be inside. You're gonna go wait in the alley.
Yeah, not Joe Rogan's new podcast. Joe Rogan's new comedy store.
I know what you meant. Comedy club. Yeah, comedy club.
Yeah,
yeah. You said comedy store. Yeah. The comedy mushroom. But yeah, Kill Tony. So, but it's not even so much the comedians or, you know, I don't want to say wannabe, but like aspiring comedians come up and do the minute. It's just the interview afterwards, because after the minute, Tony and the panel, he'll usually have a guest. You know, of course, Brian Redband, one of the best producers, podcast producers in the world, who have them there, and just like just the dark humor of him just like basically roasting these people. That's basically what he does. He interviews them, and every answer they get, he just finds a way to make a joke and just roast them. And it's just but you know, it just comes off so, he's not just like, it's not like one of those where he's like waka waka, where it's like, you know, like the little clown. Like it's like genuine like roast and like conversations. It's not like a typical comedy like podcast.
No, I wouldn't say so. No, it's just, it's so off guard, and it's so just like hilarious. Like anything that's said.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty cool. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. We will continue watching it.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
No, I don't think so. I think we can move on to our honorable mentions.
Yeah. You want to mention our honorable mentions? Just we don't have to really talk about them.
Yeah.
Because that's the point why they're honorable mentions.
Right.
So just go ahead and if you just want to list them off here.
Okay. So, of course, these honorable mentions we want to include because these are podcasts that we occasionally will listen to, you know, when really there's nothing really else to watch. I'd say these are like our weekend podcasts. Would you say so?
Yeah. Yeah. We need to catch up.
catch up days. But so starting off with Lex Friedman's podcast, pretty interesting. Stavi's World, Flagrant. Excuse me. Howie Mandel does stuff. Are You Garbage? Chrissy Chaos. Where My Mom's At. Pat McAfee Show. Whiskey Ginger. And basically all of wrestling podcasts.
All of our, yeah, side wrestling podcasts. Yeah. We listen to The Cheap Heat. The Busted Open. Yes. Talk Is Jericho. Mm-hmm. Stone Cold doesn't do a podcast anymore. But, you know, yeah, all those great wrestling podcasts we listen to. And then Lookout Pods. Podcasts that we may try to start watching more. Of course, earlier we mentioned Skankfest. Not Skankfest. Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yeah.
Skankfest is their yearly, like, big show that they do.
Yeah.
Legion of Skanks podcast is one, along with Scissor Bros. And the Ned's Declassified podcast Survival Guide. Because as a kid, I love that show on Nickelodeon, Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. Mm-hmm. And now they're older, you know, around our age, and, you know, making a podcast out of it. So that's pretty cool.
I guess I could mention too, since, you know, Nezzy Classified, I also recently subscribed to the Wizards of Waverly Place podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be for the Disney lovers.
Yeah, see, I was a, see, you were a Disney kid growing up. I was a Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Cut podcast that we sadly no longer listen to. No. Of course, with two of these, we'll just say the first two, Smokebox Would Be Real and Joey Diaz. Joey Diaz for sure isn't doing the podcast anymore. And Smokebox Would Be Real, where we'd have guests. I don't think he's doing that either. So, of course, those absolutely dropped off.
Yep.
Good for you with Whitney Cummings. Kind of just stop watching, listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For no particular reason.
It just wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, just wasn't fitting the vibe.
And some of this, like, when you have a big podcast on, like, one guest, it's like they always have something to promote, so they go around to all the others, and it's like, mm-hmm. I just, like, yeah. Just,
yeah.
Just, yeah. We just, I don't want to go any further than that.
Well, also, too, you forgot to mention on the ones that, in the list of ones that aren't being done anymore, Powcast
with Shaggy, Two-Dope from the Insane Clown Posse. He did it with a good friend of his, Shaggy, or, Keegan the Creep.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they had some beef, and that podcast is no more, which sucks because that was a really good podcast.
I really enjoyed their vlogs too.
Yeah, their vlogs were really good too, and they just, yeah, I guess they do got beef, and it just sucks because that was like Shaggy Two Dope from his Insane Clown Posse. It was like, I don't know, just, it was cool,
yeah,
watching that, like, kind of holding on to my childhood youth when I was into ICP and stuff. You, yeah, know, I wouldn't claim to be a juggalo, but I was really, mm-hmm, I was cool. I mean, I wanted to have a toe into that culture,
right?
And I felt like that was my, mm-hmm, my little way in,
and this was
my little way to peek in, but,
right?
No,
and then,
sucks.
Mind you, like, this, that's what made it so cool too, like, for you, is because, like, it wasn't just like him, like, as himself, like, he was, you know,
yeah, Shaggy.
In, yeah.
Well,
in
Shaggy's
complete...
always in makeup. I'm pretty sure he goes to freaking grocery shopping in makeup.
Really?
I would claim so, yeah.
Oh,
or I would think so, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, because you don't want somebody to recognize them and be like, yeah, let's take a picture. Because you never really seen a picture with them without their makeup.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Which is, that's dedication. There's a few pictures without the makeup, but, you know.
He's dedicated to his character, you're right.
Yeah.
Tiger Belly
with Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee, if you're interested in these, like, if you're in the know of these comedy podcasts, these comedians, like, Tiger Belly is, like, Bobby Lee and Kalila, like, broke up, and they have this such weird relationship where they're broken up, but they're still, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. I don't want to go there. You can go on Reddit, read all about it, I'm sure. Kalila has her own page on Reddit where people just trash her, just like, you know, this other podcast we're going to talk about. But yeah, just talking really naturally, it's just awkward. It's awkward. Like, it was good when they were together, but it's like they're broken up and they're clearly trying to still do this podcast,
right,
just to keep making money. It's like, you know, you're not generally doing this podcast because you want to do it. You just want to keep making money,
mm-hmm,
which is like, it's bullshit, because you have podcasts that just want to do it just for fun and are making $0, like us. So yeah, we stopped watching that.
I'd say that's like an immediate turn off for podcast watchers.
Right, like, you're in it for the money. It's, mm-hmm, like, I mean, of course, yeah, eventually that's going to be a good part of it, but it's like, is that really what you want to be chasing?
Yeah,
like, you know, no. Mm-mm. Obviously, if that's a bonus, then yeah, awesome,
right?
But it's not, should not be, you know, your motivation, I guess. But
yeah,
you know,
definitely
in Kalila's case, when you have no other talent and nothing else to do, you have to do podcasts.
Yeah, and when you're a whore.
The sessions with Renee Paquette, I think she stopped doing that too.
I think she stopped doing it, but I want to say too that she might just be taking a break.
Oh, okay. Well, she doesn't know
I'd
what she's doing. She's doing like, she like has like five different shows and podcasts, and she'll do like two episodes and start doing something else. Then she's doing a cooking show
like
with like 5 minute
thing, yeah.
Yeah, with like 5 minute videos. It's like, okay, like, somebody just needs to sit you down and be like, here, this is what you need to do.
You need a manager.
Yeah.
No.
Golden Hour and The Finding of the Kid, again, you know, like we're talking about with Kalila, if you're into comedians and podcasts and that, all the beef that's going on, you know, like I said, Kalila has her own Reddit page.
Yeah.
People trashing her. Britton Chobb has his own Reddit page trashing him, who's a host of these other two podcasts. And mm-hmm, it's just, you know, it just, I guess you're right, it just turns us off after a while, where they're just like, we're just not gonna,
yeah,
if this is claiming to be true, like all these news and rumors that you like really are this way, you're basically really are like a douchebag,
yeah,
and you really treat people like shit, like, we're not gonna support you.
No,
because we're genuinely good people, so why are we gonna support douchebags when we're not even douchebags ourselves? Only douchebags support douchebags is what I'm gonna say.
Exactly.
Why Kalila and Brendan Schaub just need to do a podcast together.
Right, they should.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like, you're not podcasters, you're just wannabes.
Yeah, exactly. And it just, you know, again, chasing money. Just like, you know, hate to say, Steve-O's Wild Ride.
Yeah.
Steve-O, like, that podcast, like, what I learned about watching Steve-O's podcast, like, I love Steve-O, I love Jackass growing up, like, obviously, who didn't? But Steve-O in 2023, like, his podcast is literally every guest he has is like, how much money you make? Oh, we looked up that you make this much money. Like, literally calling out people for how much money. Speaking of ICP, he literally had Violent J on. And that was, like, his main thing. He's like, yeah, we looked up your net worth, and it says that you're worth this much money. So how are you worth this much money? What are you doing? Like, Steve-O is literally just trying to find any, like, any new revenue, any new avenue to revenue,
right,
that he can. He literally has these guests on. He's like, okay, so you make this much a year. How do you do that? Oh, you do merch. You do this. You do this. Okay, so maybe I should start doing that. Maybe I should, like, he's literally just trying to figure out how he makes himself more money with his guests.
He's basically trying to, like, smooch off of other people.
Exactly. And then he's like, every clip or reel or anything you see on Steve-O, it's like, it starts out like Steve-O, and all of a sudden 2 minutes later, it's like, oh, buy this skateboard that I'm gonna autograph this skateboard, and you should buy it. Hey, you should buy Steve-O's hot sauce. Hey, I got Steve-O shot glasses. Hey, I got a Steve-O butthole you should buy. Like, it's like, dude, like,
he just puts any little thing and slaps his logo on it.
There's nothing more, there's nothing that pisses me off more than somebody, not only somebody who's money hungry, but somebody who's oblivious,
yeah,
to the fact that they're like, are you not seeing yourself? Do you not watch your own podcast and see how greedy you look?
Yeah.
Like, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
100%.
And that's why we don't watch that podcast anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we have our reasons for all of these. It's not just, you know, we just got out of it for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, maybe we got something we said out of these podcasts. Maybe that's the cancel. Maybe that's the thing that's going to cancel us or get us the heat that we need. Because it's probably, yeah, if we make a clip of that Steve-O, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a lot of hate. But I'm pretty sure we got a lot of people that agree.
All the Steve-O marks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. People that think, like, oh, Steve-O's my friend.
Yeah, no. He doesn't give a fuck.
Brendan Shaw's my friend.
He just wants you to pay $20 for a picture. Fuck out of here. Let's get some reactions, huh?
Yay.
Think of that ice cream. Ice cream, so good. Think of the ice cream. Think of the heart me. I heart you too. Think of the glizzies. One 100 glizzies and drink glizzy overdrive. Increasing grip by 7%. We are locked in. Thank you for over 160 glizzies and doing glizzy overdrive.
What the hell is going on with this world?
Oh my god, people got to be paying their bills.
Did we shift realities and we're unaware of it?
Oh my god.
What is going on? And that... how do we do that? This NPC trend, is it cringy as it looks, like, it's just all, you know Slipknot was right, all hope is gone. All hope is gone.
Entering glizzy overdrive. Oh,
that's
my
a grown ass man.
Yeah, can you imagine, man? I gotta get on there and do that.
Yeah, as we're here talking about it, making $0, he probably made a shit ton of money off of just.
I know how to do that pretty well.
You want to try to do that?
Yeah.
Make us some money, babe.
Yeah.
You know.
I can.
Don't you need? Yeah. I would support you if you wanted to be in it. I'd support you. Be like, what does your wife do for a living? She's an NPC. No, but then I just feel like the people that, yeah, I don't know. I feel like the people that don't do that, you know, because it's easy to do that. It's like, you just have to have no shame. You know, you just have to have no shame. And
basically,
I feel like
people that
do that are the ones that aren't going to be saved during Judgment Day in the salvation.
Yeah. And you got to have so much time on your hands, I bet, like, to do that.
Yeah, that's true, too. But, I mean, I wonder how much money they make off of just one of those things. That's crazy.
I don't know. I've tried to see, like, the breakdowns of those things. Like, when people send, like, hearts, it's, like,
right?
$1 or, like 50 cents or something like that. Like, because what you it's like how it's like in a game. Like, you have to get on the app and you have to buy, like, the coins.
Right, right.
And then, like, a glizzy costs a certain amount of coins.
Oh my god, so, this is crazy. So what's worse, the people that are doing that or the people that are paying?
probably the people that are paying because, yeah. Oh man, you see, I can't determine that, but I'm just going to stick with the people that are paying because yeah, you're spending your money on sending glizzies to this dude when you can be supporting our Patreon for a dollar.
Exactly. Yes. I bet our Patreon costs less than a glizzy.
Yeah. How about this? Every Patreon we get, I'll send you a video of me sucking on a glizzy.
There we go. That's the way to bump our numbers. Be sucking my glizzy. I mean, a glizzy, not mine. We're talking about hot dogs, people. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, God, hilarious.
Oh. Let me go back.
Oh. That's embarrassing.
This looks like, it looked like she literally, this lady fell. What are those things that they do? The freaking, I don't know, what is that, twirling? Or like,
Acrobatics or something.
She's trying to show off. I don't know if she's the instructor or she's somebody trying to show off, but you literally see.
No, the way she's acting, I'm pretty sure she's the instructor and she just embarrassed the hell out of herself.
Yeah, she just embarrassed herself trying to be cool, falling from two stories. And I'm pretty sure she just walked out and never came back.
Yeah, from embarrassment. Whatever she's saying, I don't know. I don't speak.
Yeah, is it Spanish?
Foreign language.
If anyone can know what she's saying, let us know. If anyone knows what she's saying, let us know in the comments.
She said peace.
She said peace. I'm out. I'm never coming back. I just embarrassed myself. Let's see what we got here.
My man really thought he had the hops.
For censorship reasons, we're just going to say he was okay. But this guy's trying to jump over a car. And it doesn't end well. Oh!
That sounded like his legs were shattered.
Now that
he's not even moving.
Now that man needs a glizzy.
Everybody send that man a glizzy.
Send him a glizzy. There's people literally getting glizzies over here for clout and money. This guy's trying to jump over a car and nearly freaking...
My man's got hops. Those things are so dangerous.
This video is literally why we're not going to ever
Delilah never says...
We're never getting our hoverboard. Because this is what happens. You got a little girl here, and it doesn't end well when she's trying to go down the
hallway. I would simply bust my ass if I tried to get on one of those things. Oh, God. And it's so bad. And she's riding it like she just got it as a present.
Yeah.
And then she just ate shit.
Literally. Oh, man. Yeah, she almost ended up in that dog kennel there. And then you love the weekend. Let's see what you think about this video. So the weekend's singing to a girl in the crowd and he gives her the mic and she's like, ah! And then I think his face and his reaction is he's like, all right, and then he just kind of like waves her off, like, I'm getting out of here. This is great. This is great.
She had the opportunity of a lifetime.
He's like, yeah, that was good.
She was trying to, and I can, for the people who don't understand what she's saying, she's trying to say out of time.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds nothing like I know. He says, say I love you, but I'm out of time.
Oh, I thought he was saying, say I love you, and then she says, I love you back.
No,
either
but
way,
I'm
it didn't sound like anything.
Out of time, yeah. Oh. No, it sounds nothing like it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, you had one chance.
Yes, you had one chance to impress Tedros. You didn't.
You had one chance to be able to yank the rat tail.
Yank the rat tail. Can we talk about Tedros and The Weeknd's show, The Idol?
The poor Idol. I was upset, but I knew it.
Literally, every time I walked in the room and you're watching The Idol with The Weeknd in it, I'm like, this looks like a bad porno. This is the most terrible acting I've ever seen.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, The Weeknd's show on HBO Max, after one season, has been canceled. Pretty sad about it. I'm gonna grieve on my own time.
Yes. R.I.P. Tedros. And this is sparking some debate here. So is a guy eating two plates of Chinese food, says secretly eating before I pick up my kids from school and feed them cup noodles at home.
He's just munching.
And I know it's just like probably one of these fake videos. You know, he probably really doesn't think like that. But it caused a lot of heat. He got all the reactions he wanted. But the thing I take away from this video is close your fucking mouth, fool. I hate the sound of...
Yeah, the close smacking.
Close your mouth.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Oh, he's a 49ers fan. That's why he fucking always has his mouth open. So that makes sense. But yeah, that sparked a lot of debate in the comments. Like, and then like even parents, like, because there are a lot of people, like, of course, talking shit like, wow, like, you really treat your, you really, like, it should be reversed. You should be eating cup noodles so your kids eat good. And then, of course, there's those people that come in and it's like, oh, this actually made me more... I don't know. Maybe what do you think about this? People in the comments are defending this guy, saying your kid shouldn't be the center of the universe. If you want to do that, you should be able to do that. It's like, your kid shouldn't be the center of your universe?
That doesn't sound right at all.
If you say something like that, you either don't have kids or you're a fucking terrible parent.
Yeah.
Because isn't that the point?
Exactly.
Like, Delilah, when I look at her, she can literally turn my whole day around. Like, isn't that the point, to treat your kids like they're the center of your universe? Mm-hmm. Now, no, you have a responsibility to teach them responsibilities
right.
and teach them how to act and, you know, right from wrong and things like that. But it's like, mm-hmm. you know, you can even do that in a way where you're still, you know, expressing the feelings like they're the center of your universe.
Right.
Like, talking to them, like the show Bluey, you know, the kids show Bluey. A lot of parents are against that because they're like, oh, you know, this shows good communication between kids and parents, and it shouldn't be like that. You should be able to just get mad at your kids whenever you want and just send them to their room and have them be upset, you know, have this resentment build up towards you. It's like, no, I want to have a healthy relationship with my kids
yeah.
where I can openly communicate and tell them my feelings and know their feelings, and then tell them when I don't like something, and then actually, you know, motivate and inspire them to keep doing good when they do good. Like,
yeah.
is that so bad?
No, not at all. Exactly. Well said. I completely agree 100% with you. And another thing, like, with this video is, like, I don't necessarily, like, I'm with everyone in the comments that are, like, saying, like, no, like, you should be, you know, feeding your kids good. And to me, it's like, I grew up around I have three brothers, so, and we're all around the same age, so we had trouble, like, going out to eat and stuff. So to me, it's like, I don't want that for my kids. So if I'm gonna be eating something good like that, which it looked pretty good, if I'm gonna be eating something
really good.
If I'm gonna be eating something
be
good
smacking.
Like that, they are also.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's like the old saying, like, if I eat, we all gonna eat. Like, mm-hmm. there's no, we're not gonna fucking, like, who does that?
Yeah,
maybe it's just the way I was raised too. It's just like, yeah, if you're going to feed yourself, you got to feed everybody else. It's just
yeah.
common courtesy.
It's only right, yeah.
You know, like, there's, like, families that, like, where the mom or dad will come home and they'll just get food for themselves and, like, nothing for the kids. It's like, what kind of f***ing parent are you?
Yeah.
Like, it's bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. do better.
Right.
You know? Like, if you can't afford that for everyone, then just, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there. But that yeah. just, yeah, that sparks some debate, and, you know, those are our thoughts about it.
Yeah.
And this, we're going to end on this. End on this here. This is, we literally stayed up one night, we're in bed at like 5 a.m. just laughing.
10 years, what are you doing?
Custom nail class!
Steven,
10
kids.
What kind of haircut do you want?
Normal.
Chris, what kind of haircut do you want?
Normal, but I want the top longer.
William, what kind of haircut do you want?
Like Christmas, but a little bit taller on the top.
And this, Ryan, what kind of haircut do you want?
A number 7 auto.
Hey, Spencer, what kind of haircut do you want?
Really short like that.
Jesus.
Max, what kind of haircut do you want?
These kids just fuck up after fuck up.
Longer on the top.
Thomas, what kind of haircut do you want?
Short on the sides and the top keep glowing.
Henry, what kind of haircut do you want?
Red. Oh my
Lily,
god.
What kind of haircut do you want?
I don't mind your hair.
Peter, what kind of haircut do you want?
Sure, like Spencer.
Do you like your haircuts?
Yeah.
I know all those kids got bullied when they went to school.
Now, this is a family that occasionally pops up on TikTok. They have 10 kids, and they're all getting haircuts, and these kids go. Fucked up.
They're dead.
This is my favorite one. This kid's like longer on top.
What kind of haircut do you want?
Really
short like that.
Oh, no.
It's the next one. It's the next one.
Max, what kind of haircut do you want?
Like Spencer's, but a little longer on top.
A little longer on the top, huh?
I think this is like a scenario that like he like accidentally left the fucking guard off or something.
Read some of these comments. You like your haircuts? Yes. All bald emojis. I want the top longer. Bald. Bro, I had 10 chances and messed them all up. How to get 9 out of 10 kids bullied in school?
Because the daughter didn't get a haircut?
Yes. The eldest looks done with this. I sense 10 years from now he'll sue his parents for this. Dude, at least attempt to line them up.
Dad doesn't have any good haircutting skills.
No. These are some haircuts. They're just all buzz cuts. Yes.
And Voldemort.
The way their hair looked was fine before. Oh, yeah, the Voldemort.
What kind of bald do you want?
Okay, yes, that's what he should have asked him. What kind of bald do you want? He gave him the basic training, military basic training cut. Oh, a little off the top. Oh. Yeah, and then they're bald. These poor kids.
Damn, that's
butchered all 10 of them. 10 forms of autism.
Oh, no, that's messed up. Brought two of his kids, asked for fades, he cut them bald.
So yeah, this is actually, it might be a good point. So wait, they can afford to have 10 kids, but you can't afford to get them haircuts? They have to roll around looking like a blind Michael J. Fox cut their hair.
Oh man, that's messed up.
Oh my
These
god.
These poor children's.
Yeah, and apparently this, I don't know who this chick is, but she's trying to say they most of these kids have speech impediments because their parents aren't spending enough time with them because they have 10 kids. That's just insane.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
Oh, wow. Man. Yeah. That was a wild.
Yes, and then normally we end the show now, but yes. We got a new end segment that we're doing. You want to say what it is?
Yes, we'd like to call this new end segment Rant of the Week.
Rant of the Week. Yes. So, you know, there's things that are going to be grinding our gears here and there, and we really don't know when to put them into the pod or when to mention them in the pod because we do like to keep a format, but occasionally, you know, we do go off on tangents. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to have specifically a segment for that. Yes. And
this one in particular, this is what created, let's just say this is so bad that this created this new segment.
Yes, literally. This is so bad this created the end of segment. So the Rant of the Week is Manscaped.
So which I would say you hear on most podcasts being advertised.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. I was gonna say, so Manscaped has to be one of the biggest scam products in podcasting today. Yeah. Like seriously, like Manscaped, like it may seem cool to get one or to buy one. You know, they got the little light on it. You know, oh, you won't cut yourself. You won't cut yourself with our razor. You know, with our blade or whatever the fuck you want to call this, because it's not even a freaking proper trimmer. Oh, you won't cut yourself with this? Like, yeah, you will. Manscaped, like, you know, I have a beard. I you know, I'm a hairy dude in some places, and you know, you need a good trimmer. And let's just see. This is Phillips. I think this was $20 at Walmart when I was in high school. Still on. Battery's almost dead, but I think last time I charged it was like a week ago, and I even used it a couple times, and it's still good. This I think I got when I was in high school. I think this was like $10. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So you have a 15-year-old clipper and you have a 10-year-old clipper. This is 2 years old. Bought from Manscaped. Oh, what's that? Oh, it doesn't turn on anymore. Because after 2 years, it shorted out. It's dead. Yep. It's done for. But let's not talk about that, you know? Because even maybe it's a glitch. Maybe it's something I haven't figured out yet. Maybe it's some kind of, something I just need to work on, right? Maybe it's user error. Maybe it's me. They can't figure it out. Okay, regardless. Look at this clipper right here. I have never seen trimmers. Like, again, $15 from Walmart, $20 from Walmart. These have metal on metal clippers because that's how clippers work. You have a metal guard up top, and you have the metal cutter on the bottom, and they go run back and forth, and they cut. I have never seen a clipper with cheap ass white plastic on the bottom, unless you get it from like Wish or Temu.
Temu.
This it's just bullshit. It's just bullshit. Like I said, Manscaped has to be one of the most scam companies. Their highest selling point is the light, which, I mean, just get proper lighting, people.
Okay.
All right, I dropped it here, which, you know, doesn't matter. It's still not going to work anyway. So we got to cut that part out. I can't even figure out how to put this thing back on. All right. Bottom line it's is useless. Don't buy it from Manscaped, all right? Nope. It's bullshit. And it's even a scam. And yeah, like I said, you might as well buy a clipper from Walmart that I'm still using for 20 years, and it's still a lot better than anything Manscaped has ever or will ever release.
Yeah. And so there we go. And I know Manscaped is, like, advertised for, like, balls and stuff, so you would think you could use it on private parts. And for the ladies out there who think that they want to use Manscaped for their vaginas, like, don't bother, because I can't even shave my pussy properly with that thing.
Great, great, great point. That's why, like, on the instruction manual, even, they're like, oh, you got to do it at this angle, and you got to do it like, slow. No. It's like they're literally trying to change the way that you shave, that everybody shaves, just because their product sucks.
Yeah.
So that they can say, like, oh, no, it didn't work. You didn't do it right. We told you to do it this way and super slow. It's like, no.
Like, seriously, I have to take a fucking study course before I fucking have to shave? Ridiculous.
Yes. So, yeah. Rants of the week. Manscaped.
Yes.
Do better.
You know what? I like this new segment, because it gets a little bit of like it's like a little bit of a release.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It
really is. Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, there we go. Finally figured out how to pop that back on. But yeah, anything else you want to talk about or anything before we go?
I don't think so. I really have to pee.
Yeah, so. And I'm pretty hungry now.
Yeah.
So, and our music, people.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for watching, and you have from us.
Hey everyone, did you like that video? If so, make sure you hit like and subscribe for more. And then also don't forget to follow us on your favorite social media platforms at Cave-In Universe.
Oh yes, and to further support us, hit up cave-in.com or cave... Wait, what's our website?
Cave-in.com, right?
Jesus, I'm having a brain fart. This is why, people. But yeah, cave-in.com and then patreon.com/cave-in. $1 a month for the Patreon, people. Help us out. And yeah, thank you so much for everything you do. Thank you.